Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hanging out with Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham, broadcasting live from the Post Oak Hotel Uptown for the Bear Bryant Awards, and we're joined now by one of the finalists, Mike Norvell, who this season, the Memphis Tigers went 12-1, finished the season at number 17, of course, now headed to Florida State. But, Coach, how about this season? You're being a finalist for the Bear Bryant Coach Award. What did this season mean for you and just the season that you had there in Memphis?
It meant everything. It was such an incredible group, you know, coaches, players, everybody involved, you know, to be on that four-year journey and the growth that we saw within the program, to be able to cap it off this last year with the school record for wins, you know, the American Conference Championship. Being able to bring game day to Memphis was one of the most remarkable events that I've ever experienced. And, you know, just to see those guys grow and play at the level that they did, it was just a special year.
Coach, give us some insight into how you did it, man. I mean, you go to Memphis, and I'm familiar, obviously, being I haven't played at Arkansas, that's a monster to recruit against Ole Miss and recruit against Mississippi State and Tennessee and Arkansas and all these different schools around you. How were you able to do it, man? You did a hell of a job. How were you able to do it and build it the right way?
Well, it was an all-inclusive approach. You know, you look at the young men that we're able to bring into the program, even from the first day that I walked into the program, you know, the belief, the understanding that it was going to be a challenge. You know, we challenged those guys in every aspect. We challenged them academically, socially, obviously what we did on the football field. But we really tried to have a program that showcased the best things about that football team, and it was the players. And, you know, we were able to attract some incredible playmakers, put them in great positions, and then you're just a belief in each other and the work that went into it. You know, it was 4 years in the making, but you see a football team that was achieving at unbelievable levels off the field. I think it was a 2.9 team GPA, you know, guys that really represented the university well, and obviously did great things on the field, but it was an all-inclusive approach.
Mike, over the years, you've made it to the AAC championship game multiple times. You were able to get over the hump this year. What was different about this particular team that allowed you guys to get over the hump and win the conference championship and get into a New Year's Six game?
I think it was the maturity of the team. We learned from a lot of different experiences. And, you know, the year prior, we were young. We were young in a lot of different ways. And, you know, there were some things that happened throughout that season that guys had to respond to. And, you know, we went into the offseason back in January, just talked about, hey, let's focus on getting just 1% better each and every day. Let's not focus on a championship at the end. Let's focus on the process of what it takes to be able to achieve success. And that's what our guys did. And it went through the offseason. You know, obviously we jumped into the season. You were able to respond in a lot of tough situations that we faced throughout the year. But I thought those guys, you know, you having to play Cincinnati in back-to-back weeks, you know, obviously a great football team, you know, then to have to end it on a two-minute drive. I mean, it just all came down to really a storybook type ending, and I was really proud of those guys for how they responded.
Mike, what about the city, man? I turned the TV on and followed you as close as I could, and, man, the stands were packed. I don't know that it's always been like that at Memphis, but I know you took it to a whole nother level. You end the season in the Cotton Bowl. The city traveled really, really well. The university traveled really, really well. What about the program in Memphis and what it means to that city and how that city rallied around you guys?
Well, it was critical, and I mean, that's something that was one of the best things about being a part of the program was the community and the embrace of you know, every Memphian, that we tried to represent them in a first-class fashion in every aspect, and we were very involved in the community. And, you know, when you see that type of support, you know, you mentioned the you know, the SMU game, two top 25 teams, yeah. So, you know, game day, sold out crowd, 59,000 people wearing blue. And, you know, there had been games where it had been sold out before, but, you know, usually the visitors had to bring a couple. But to see the growth of the support of the community, and then, you know, you mentioned the Cotton Bowl, you know, just there's such a great sense of pride in being a Memphian. And obviously the football program represented it at a first-class level, and, you know, I think the city definitely supported it.
Mike Norvell is our guest, a finalist for the Bear Bryant Awards, had an outstanding season at Memphis, now headed to Florida State, one of the blue bloods in college football when they came calling it. It's a call you have to take. What are you getting in Florida State? What are some of the challenges you have there taking over as first-year coach?
Well, you know, we're excited about the future, and, you know, it is one of the most iconic football programs in the game, and, you know, I'm honored to have the opportunity, and we know that there's going to be some challenges, some things that we're going to have to go out there and work to accomplish, but I've got a great group of young men. I've been able to put together, I think, one of the best coaching staffs in the country, and you know, we're looking forward to the process, just like we mentioned, of what it took for Memphis to be able to achieve success at the level that we did. You know, we're the same formula. That's how you win. And you know, these young men, they know that we got a lot of work in front of us, but we're all excited about you hitting the ground running.
Coach, what guys influenced you? You're here with some huge names, man. Bill Snyder, Lee Corso, and P.J. Fleck, and James Franklin, and all these greats in the business, man. You've climbed the ladder rather quickly, I would say. You're still a young guy. I mean, what about some guys that influenced you along the way, some guys that helped you get to that head coach position and have the success that you've had?
Well, you know, this game has meant such a big part of my life. I've either played the game or coached it since I was 5 years old, from my Pee-wee coach, David Reese, there in Dallas, Texas, to, Gus Malzahn, who gave me my first GA opportunity when he was offensive coordinator at Tulsa, and then the head coach at the time, but, Todd Graham. I was with Coach Graham for 9 years. I was able to really grow and develop and see what it was going to take to be in that leadership type role. And I've always just had such a passion for this game, and make sure that the job that I did represented the game the way it was supposed to be done and the way it was supposed to be represented, and that's pouring into those kids. And so I've been fortunate to have an accelerated path to this opportunity, but it's one that just try to pour into those student athletes as much as I can and help build them on and off the field.
The decade just recently ended, just 2020 now. 10 years ago, would you have seen yourself being the head football coach at Florida State University? Is that something that you saw in your future?
To even say that it was a dream, I don't know if I was dreaming that big at that time, but no, it's a... it's something that I'm honored to have the opportunity to do, but there's a lot of things that had to happen to get to this point, and I'm very grateful for each step along the way. I think I've learned, I've grown, I've developed, definitely honored to have this opportunity here in front of us.
Mike Norvell, 12-1 this season at Memphis, finished number 17 in the nation. New head coach at Florida State, a finalist for the Bear Bryant Awards. We're broadcasting live from the Post Oak Hotel. Coach, what are some of the advice you give to younger coaches? I know you're still very young, not even 40 yet, one of the younger coaches in all of college football. But whenever guys knock on your door, they call you and they say, Coach, what do I need to do to be successful as a head coach in college football? What do you tell them?
To have a sense of pride in everything that you do. And, I remember when I was a graduate assistant and, didn't know, 15 years ago, I didn't know one Division I coach. I didn't know a GA, an assistant. It was something that I had to really earn my way up through the work that I did. And whether I was asked to go get a cup of coffee, I was going to be the best in the country at doing that. Any assignment that I was given, tried to pour everything I had into it to make sure that I did a job and had a result that somebody could use and be proud of. And so, there are a lot of coaches that want to jump into the profession. It has become a big business. But at the end of the day, it's still about pouring into kids. And, we have a saying, how you do anything in the world is going to be how you do everything. So make sure anything that you do, you put a stamp on it of what you stand for and what you want to be known for. And it's all about the work. And so that's something that I tell every guy that comes through and asking for advice, be passionate about the job that you have and make sure that everything that you do, you're doing it to a first-class level.
How big would something like the Bear Bryant Award be to a guy like you? I mean, that's a huge honor. Like I said, you guys, this is some phenomenal company. And I know you coach ball, man. That's what you look forward to doing. But at the end of the day, when you're old and put them toes up and you look at your trophy case, to have a Bear Bryant Award on there, how big would that be?
Well, it's an unbelievable award. You look at the names that have come before, to even be recognized as a finalist is something that, it is definitely humbling. And, it just really is a compliment to all the players, the coaches that I've worked with, yep. the work that has been done to be able to be recognized at this level. But, it would mean everything. It's just such a celebration for what the greatest things about the profession and the best that have ever done it. So to be here with you today is definitely a tremendous honor.
Mike, let me ask you this now. I know this question would probably get you in trouble if you were still coaching in Memphis, but now since you moved on to Florida State, I think you'll be able to answer this and not have to worry about any repercussions. But best barbecue in Memphis. give me the spot. Where is it?
I haven't sold my house yet, so I'm not doing that yet. Hey, I tell you, that's a great thing about Memphis, man. Every barbecue spot has a specialty, and you're always going to find something you like. But it is it's a great city. You know, it's a city that's built off of culture and community. And man, you know, being able to sit down at any barbecue shop there in Memphis, you're going to find something good.
No question.
Coach,
I had a buddy of mine, Coach, one time pick a turkey leg up off a windowsill on Bill Street. That's how good the barbecue is in Memphis.
That's not shocking.
Hey, Coach, we're in Houston, obviously, man, and Deshaun Watson is the quarterback, and you're an offensive-minded guy, man, and one of the best in the business right now. If you had Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, how would you use that guy?
Oh, I mean, I think that he's unbelievable in all that he does, and that's what you can see in the way that he prepares, the confidence that he has when he takes the field. You know, he's a guy that takes what the defense gives him, and there's times that you see him, the quickness in his release, the confidence that he has in getting the ball out, anticipating throws. But then even when bad things happen, you know, the athleticism he has to extend plays. I mean, he is a true playmaker, and so I think there's any way you can use him, he's going to find a way to be successful.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham broadcasting for the Post Oak Hotel uptown for the Bear Bryant Awards. Mike Norvell, one of the finalists, one of nearly a dozen finalists for the Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, good luck tonight, and also good luck at Florida State and your stint there in Tallahassee.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.